Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lieutenant Governor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks
for
having me.
So, Allegheny County, we have the stay-at-home order. That may or may not expand beyond Allegheny County.
There's not a meaningful difference for many people about stay-at-home. It's like life-sustaining businesses remain open. You limit your travel to only what's essential, and our schools are closed. So there's not a lot, and it's not a reason or a justification to cause more alarm or panic. You know, we really just need to stick together and know that the actions we take collectively will make for better and better headlines as we get back to normal.
And speaking of headlines, Lieutenant Governor, last week there were some changes to marijuana laws in the state. Can you explain?
Correct. Yeah, well, I mean, medical marijuana has become indispensable for tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians. And in this time of heightened restrictions and anxiety, as you alluded to, the state is actively easing a lot of these rules, not to do anything but just make sure that people can get what they need during this time.
So are the opportunities for people who haven't been able to get a marijuana card, or is it more readily available if they feel they're especially in need now?
Sure. I mean, they've made a bunch of different changes, and they're making it easier for caregivers for consultations. It doesn't need to be in person, and you can have sign up for deliveries, or you can be met in the parking lot and have the items handed to you. You can now get up to a 90-day supply. There's a bunch of restrictions that have been lightened up to make it easier for people. And, you know, we're in constant conversations to continue. What's the ways we can optimize our medical marijuana program during this time?
Yeah, so the immunosuppressed are protected when they're seeking the medical marijuana treatments. So that's the main reason for relaxing some of the laws regarding medical marijuana, correct?
Well, of course. Yeah. And during this time, medicine. I mean, let's be honest, and that's what's the reality here. And what common sense changes can we relax or make that allows patients to get the medicine that they need? I mean, substitute insulin, substitute any other drug in this during a time of crisis, and we want to make sure that Pennsylvania residents are able to receive what they need in more relaxed and more creative ways than was previously established before things changed during this pandemic.
As you, Lieutenant Governor, go through a day, it was a significant day with the update we got from the governor and Dr. Levine. What do you hear that you want to make sure people maybe are misinterpreting, or is there some message outside of the social distancing and washing your hands message that we have that you would like to share with the people of Pittsburgh?
I would just like everybody to remember that we, one, are all in this together, and two, that panicking just never helps. I mean, think of a situation where there's panic that makes a situation better. And three, you know, home to Mr. Rogers, you know, we need to just stockpile kindness. You know, grocery stores have an abundant supply of food, and we can't afford to hoard. We can't afford to create scenarios where there's clustering at grocery stores that makes transmission more easy and likely. Thank, you know, a grocery store worker. Thank first responders. Thank medical professionals. And we're all in this together. And the sacrifices and the choices we all individually make now will collectively build to make for better headlines. I mean, you know, I miss normal. I'm sure you do. I'm sure your listeners miss normal. And the fastest way back to normal is doing what we're doing. Stay at home if you can. Stay informed. Stay calm. You know, remember, social distancing is as lethal to COVID-19 as a Clorox wipe. And it's low tech, but it's guaranteed to work. And it's something all of us can practice. And we need to remind ourselves that we have to stay in this together. And this is going to get worse before it gets better, but it will get better, and we need to just do what we need to do to get back to normal.
That's a great point about social distancing and the Clorox wipe, Lieutenant Governor. The issue a lot of people have, some people have anxiety about the closing of their businesses. They're small. Many people are small businesses, so there's some anxiety there. What do you say to folks who we've bought in for the most part around the state, but what do you say to some people who are a little bit anxious? How long is this going to last, do you think?
Understandable, and believe me, it's completely I get it. I mean, you know, this is a semantics. It's like every business is essential to its respective owner. That's not what this is about. What do we need precisely for these weeks to get through this, as opposed to other businesses? And those were the decisions made. So I would ask any of those business owners to understand where this is coming from. This is not a knock of on your business or saying that it's not important. Of course it's important, but we are in a phase right now where it's like just the businesses that make sure that we get through this in the strongest possible position. And there's going to be a federal response coming that's going to distribute dollars to people, I would imagine, to make sure they can pay their bills, whatever that looks like. There's going to be a robust state response that's going to be in conjunction but not duplicative of the federal response. And we are going to continue to move towards what we hope is a return to normal. And that depends on the actions that everybody takes right now. Again, you know, everyone's buying toilet paper and Clorox wipes and hand sanitizers. Well, you know, like I said, social distancing is every bit as lethal to that virus as those things are. And it's free and it's unlimited. And I just would encourage all of us to remember that these low-tech kind of common sense ideas are not just public service, you know, blather. It's the way we stop this, and it's the way we get back to normal.
The president said, Lieutenant Governor, yesterday, he wanted to be cautious that the cure wasn't worse than the problem. At what point do we make that determination?
Conversations and battles of ideas and thoughts. You know, one thing everybody agrees right now is that we need to, you know, remain at home to the extent that we can. We need to be conscientious about our social distancing, and we need to remain calm. Buy what you need, but need what you buy. We can't hoard. We can't turn this into a situation where we see each other as the enemy, or we stop realizing that we're all in this together. That's what's critical. And again, remember, we're a week into this. We're a little over a week into this, and it's going to continue. And I tweeted out yesterday, it's Groundhog Day until it's not. And we just have to remember, like, we need to make every day, you know, a positive in taking public health steps on in an individual basis that allows us to get a handle on this and make sure we don't overwhelm our medical facilities, and we flatten this curve, and we are able to return back to normal.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And by the way, Governor, Groundhog Day the movie wouldn't be a bad one for people who haven't seen it, as you're looking for stuff to watch right now. Thank you for your time.
I agree, and thank you for having me on. And I'm going to tweet out the list of changes on medical marijuana to everybody on my social media when I get off the phone, so people can see it right there.
Outstanding, and we'll retweet that and send the message out. Appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.